And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is following the rules, breaking the rules. All of my guests are sharing rules, some which they followed, some which they've broken. My first guest discussed the different frauds and scams today that are out there. They're nothing more than variations of older scams. Scammers succeed despite the fact that we're more educated than ever before. He shared with us how to protect ourselves and avoid these types of scams. My second guest has written the book on marketing, 42 Rules to be exact, and we discussed her 42 Rules of Marketing. My next guest have taken time to create a revealing documentary about illegal immigration at our porous border with Mexico. Tens of thousands of convicted felons, including murderers and sex offenders, regularly are breaching the United States national boundary along just one section of our shared line with Mexico. We're going to discuss the findings of their documentary, and if you're interested, you can call in at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. It's 2 for Tuesday. We have two guests, Stan Wald and Jerry Meissner, both worked at KJLL AM 1300 in Tucson, Arizona, and they're the founders and chief operating officers of Eiffel Video Productions. Jerry is a former Marine officer and Vietnam veteran who earned numerous broadcasting awards, including two Addies for his TV and radio commercials. Formerly in radio broadcast and management, Stan is a writer and of a new true crime novel pending publication and an actor featured in a slew of radio and TV commercials. Stan and Jerry, welcome to the show today. How are you both?
Doing good. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Well, yes, it's my pleasure. This is a great subject, created a lot of furor last year, and I just want to come back and revisit it because it's topical once again. On Friday, as everybody who reads the newspapers know, it was the funeral for the slain U.S. Immigration and Customs agent, Jaime Zapata. It was a daylight assault that killed the agent and gravely injured his partner in an ongoing dispute with on the U.S.-Mexico border. Back in the 2011 State of the Union address, President Barack Obama promised that immigration reform was going to happen, as he puts it, and I quote, once and for all. So my question to both Jerry and Stan is this. Was President Barack Obama sincere? Does he really understand the magnitude of what it was he was promising?
Clearly. He either doesn't understand it or he doesn't want to understand it. And the same with Janet Napolitano, who you would think, as governor of Arizona, who begged at the time for the National Guard to be sent to our borders, doesn't want to understand it. Part of the reason they don't want to understand it, or they want to pretend they don't understand, or they want to pretend that it's better than it is, the problem, is that they want to get to amnesty. The only way they can get to amnesty is by declaring the border secure. Napolitano says that the border is effectively secure, but there's a big difference between effectively secure and operationally secure.
Right.
And it's nowhere near operationally secure.
All right, well, let's talk about that. I said at the outset, you have some disturbing facts about the borders, and here are just some of the statistics that I gleaned in doing the research. In 2008, 2009, Border Patrol apprehended 378,000 people just in the Tucson sector alone. That's about a 270 linear mile portion of our border with Mexico. Border Patrol estimates that they got between a quarter and a third of the illegal immigrants. Of those that were apprehended, so of the 378,000, 57,000 were convicts, homicides, gang members, sex offenders. All right, and so there are unlimited patrol sections along our border down there. So let me ask you, what have you found in doing your research of all of these people crossing over the border? What did you find?
What I have found is, what Jerry and I discovered was that what's not being discussed is that mixed in with those who come into this country to try and find work or to start a new life, even though they're breaking the law by doing it that way, mixed in with these groups of people coming across are known criminal alien felons, and that you had mentioned, and aptly so, 57,000 were the ones that were caught. So if one does math, and it's real simple, if one out of every three or one of every four are captured, 378,000 illegal aliens were captured, you can pretty much figure that close to 1 million people came through our borders just in the Tucson sector, 262 miles. And makes it even worse is the fact that it is a fact that people from known terrorist countries have come through our porous borders. And we show there was about 2,400 just in 1 year. And just recently, in a recent article, 180,000 people, OTMs, other than Mexican, were captured from 07 through 10, 2010. And so our biggest concern is the media is not disclosing the fact that we have people from known terrorist countries coming across. And it's quite simple. Cartels don't care. They don't take sides. They just look for money. So they're going to move these people through high ticket prices. They're going to move them through and get them to points across the United States.
All right. Well, that brings up the bigger question. At one point, the United States started to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Is it feasible? Is that going to be the solution to this problem?
Well, Bill, no matter how high you build the wall, somebody will have a ladder that's a foot taller than the wall. The way to do it, in 2006, Congress passed what's called the Secure Fence Act. And what the Secure Fence Act called for was a double-layer wall, double fence structure. So you have a fence, in between there's a road, and then there's another fence or wall. Nothing we do in terms of walling off the border will ever stop it entirely. But what the walls do is slow them down. That gives Border Patrol time to react and to apprehend. So that's the purpose of the wall. But it's so many games are being played. For example, in Congress this past year, it didn't pass, but it came very close to passage. One of our own congressmen from a district in southern Arizona was in favor of doing it. What it would have done is would have declared big swaths of land along the border as wilderness areas. What that would have done effectively is prevent the Border Patrol from then going into those areas to patrol it, to look for illegals coming through without going through it. But first they'd have to go through a long process with notifying BLM and allowing them to cross into wilderness area and so forth. So, I mean, things are going on all the time that would prevent. The environmentalists have had a big impact on preventing construction of a wall and a border. And if anybody knows anything about the topography of southern Arizona, it's very hilly, very mountainous. It's difficult to build a wall everywhere. You can't. But what it will do is if you could build enough of it, then it channels into very narrow areas where it's not walled, then it's easier to patrol those areas.
And you know, on top of the fence, you also have to implement the enforcement arm of E-Verify. And, you know, you have to couple some things together. One item is not the solution unto itself. And so you have to have E-Verify, and there has to be stiff penalties for people who knowingly, and I say the word knowingly, hire illegal aliens. And so those two things will certainly slow the crossings over. But the end result, the solution, the real solution to solving this illegal immigration problem is Mexico itself. The people in this country need to stand up, especially in the Hispanic community, those who are here legally, need to stand up and demand that Mexico fix its corruption. That's the problem.
All right, we're talking to Stan Wald and Jerry Meisner, everybody. They are the producers and directors of Southern Exposure, The Battle for the Border, a documentary about illegal immigration. And we're talking just about that fact, illegal immigration coming across the border from Mexico. One of the things that I liked about the documentary, guys, that you did, you tried to present a very balanced documentary on the subject of illegal immigration. You went to a lot of different factions in order to get all sides of this. So I want to ask you a couple of different groups in particular, what they said about the issue of illegal immigration. I'm going to start with the group that you just mentioned, Jerry, which is the Hispanic Americans. You know, they're going to have, as you pointed out, an important role in this. So what was their take on illegal immigration as you determined it in your documentary?
Well, Bill, you'd be surprised at how many Hispanic Americans are not in favor of this. I mean, it's whose ox gets gored. And they're not in favor of illegal immigration. They don't like to see it coming because it brings a lot of things. It brings gangs that their own kids then get involved in. I mean, so many, La Familia is one big one that comes across, and then they go into our urban areas and create a terrible gang problem. And also, it's they're denying jobs to them as well. We interviewed several Hispanic Americans that said the biggest problem is the illegals that are coming here do not want to assimilate. In other words, they don't want to become Americans. They don't care. They only came here for the money anyway. They don't learn English. They suck up the welfare. They don't contribute. And, in fact, they send most of their money back to Mexico. Remittances from illegals living in the United States that they send back to Mexico is, I think it's somewhere in the vicinity of $30 billion.
Well, now, in fairness, hasn't that number dropped off dramatically since the recession of 2007 and 2009? They tracked payments back to Mexico, the remittances back to Mexico, and it had dropped off dramatically, which in turn helped to slow down some of the illegal immigration in this country, because even though we are a great country and a land of promise, it wasn't as promising during those years as it had been before.
Oh, no question about that. The economic conditions in our country have certainly slowed down those who are looking to come into this country to work, but it certainly hasn't slowed down the criminal element, and that's the one that people should be concerned about. The criminal element that's coming into this country. You know, Janet Napolitano stood there and said our borders are more secure now than ever before. Shortly after that, a Border Patrol agent was gunned down in a hail of bullets. Not too far away from where she spoke. And so, you know, it goes to show you that our border is not secure. We do have violent people coming across. Mm. One of the things I want to bring up that wasn't covered by the media, and this is a little off topic, is the diseases that are coming into this country unchecked. People come into the country legally. They go through screening. They go through medical as well as criminal background checks. When they come in the back door, these screenings are non-existent, so we've had resurgences in diseases like tuberculosis and leprosy. I mean, these are diseases that are all but eradicated, you know, and they're coming back now, and the impact it's having on the medical profession and in hospitals across this country is immense, because they use up a lot of resources, and the protocols are not cheap. So taxpayers are having to pay for this.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're talking to Stan Wald and Jerry Meissner, everybody. They've created a documentary, Southern Exposure. Two other things I want to get to before we run out of time here. And first is another group that you talked to were the pro-amnesty humanitarians. A lot of people listening to the sound of our voice are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, if the illegals don't come in, who's going to pick our fruits? Who's going to do the yard work? Who's going to do the menial labor that most people in the United States won't do right now? They're looking for some sort of amnesty. And you called them earlier, the pro-amnesty humanitarians. In your discussions with them, what did they say about illegal immigration?
Well, they believe it can't stop, number one, and those who are in favor of believe that Americans are too lazy to do the jobs, and that we need to have what I want to call a slave class citizenry that will work for next to nothing, because to them, living in Mexico, South Central, or South America, or Central America, for them, the wages that are paid here are a lot of money. And so, what it does is it depresses wages, suppresses and depresses wages for Americans across the country. And for President Bush to say that they only want to do the jobs that Americans don't want to do, I find that hard to believe, especially in today's economic woes. I think there's plenty of people who would be willing to do anything to put food on their table for their families.
Makes sense. All right, guys, we just have about a minute left. In that minute that's remaining, people who have not yet seen your documentary, Southern Exposure, The Battle for the Border, what do you want them to take away from viewing the documentary?
I think we'd like them to understand the depth of the problem, Bill. The problem is more than just guys running across the border and taking American jobs. There are so many aspects to it that includes the medical problems that they bring across with them, leprosy and tuberculosis and things that had been eradicated years ago in our country. Those things. Also, in our schools, things like the ethnic studies program, Raza Studies, are being hijacked to teach anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, and hate the white man. A lot of things are going on that most people all over the country don't really realize. If they watch that, if they watch Southern Exposure, they'll have a pretty good education. And like you said, we're picking on anybody here. We just did the facts. We reported what we saw. We reported what people that were in the know told us, and we let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and if people want, they can view our trailer, and there's four webisodes on our website, and they can go to www.southernexposuredocumentary.us. And I just want to warn some of the people that, you know, there is some graphic scenes in there, and so, but we wanted to report what's really happening and what's not being told by the news media.
All right, that is www.southernexposuredocumentary.us. That's one of those new suffixes that we have on the internet if you want to see the film clips, the trailers from that. We've been talking to Stan Wall and Jerry Meisner, everybody, the creators of the documentary Southern Exposure, Battle for the Border. Guys, very informative. Thank you so much for being guests here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you so much.